With the general election less than 3 weeks away, 5th District Republican candidate Bob Good and his Democratic opponent Cameron Webb have taken the fight to the airwaves with ads like these.
In Congress, he'll work with law enforcement.
And get us what we need
to stop violent crime.
He learned from his dad, who trained officers at the DEA.
These attacks against Dr. Webb are just lies.
And dirty politics.
Don't let Bob Good scare you from electing a good man.
I'm Cameron Webb, and I approve this message.
And in Congress, I'll take down the bad ideas from Pelosi and the liberals. Government-run health care? I'll pin that idea. Defund the police? I'll drop that idea.
WFIR political analyst Bob Denton says he is not surprised this race has garnered so much interest.
The Democrats have had their eyes on this district. It has been trending, Republicans only winning by 52-53%. So they certainly see a growing opportunity, especially in the presidential election year where turnout will be high. So it would, especially now having an unknown candidate running and not the incumbent, incredible opportunity.
According to the Virginia Public Access Project, more than $1.7 million have been spent on anti-Good ads, while more than $725,000 have gone towards anti-Web ads. Denton explained why he feels Webb's campaign has been textbook.
He started with his bio ads and then his issue ads. The testimonial ads are very strong and reinforcing in terms of this moderate image, staying focused messages. His attack ads are really from outside money that are effective, and now his being able to respond to everything that Good throws at him.
But Denton says Good has scored points when using ads like this to criticize Webb's stance on the defund the police movement.
So here's Cameron Webb in his own words on defunding the police.
Those calls to defund the police, again, we need to use that language and we need to use it appropriately, because those calls to defund the police, that's not coming from nowhere. That's coming from a deeply rooted sense that, hey, all of this extra spending on police is actually part of the problem.
Yes, Cameron Webb wants to defund the police. Congressional Leadership Fund is responsible for the content of this ad.
So that's probably the weakest moment and valid attack in terms of Good using against Webb. It was effective in terms of his own words. That probably it is an issue, and it's been an effective issue for Good.
The Webb campaign has said he does not support defunding the police, but funding them in an appropriate way to effectively do their jobs. The campaign also responded to the ad by citing Good voting for a budget that included a decrease in sheriff's office funding and against another budget that included an increase in sheriff's office funding during Good's time on the Campbell County Board of Supervisors. Good said he voted against the budget with the funding increase because it included a tax hike he opposed. For WFIR News in Depth, I'm Clark Palmer.